from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who could be, you know, I might be unpacking later, but right now I'm here to unpack your day and unpack my lulls and my pointless meanders, unpack the common sense. You say, Scoots, did you forget to pack the common sense? And yep, getting to the point, that was not packed. So I don't need to unpack it because I never had that ability, conciseness. Nope, not in this luggage. As a matter of fact, I didn't have it when I was leaving or coming back. Now, what podcaster doesn't have the ability to pack those things? Well, you'll find out very soon. The podcaster that makes the podcast that puts you to sleep. It's time for Sleep With Me. Repetition, though, I packed that. The podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, remember, Scoots keeps this show free. And when your hand hits the refrigerator, you say, how does he do that? And then think about, you know, these are the ways we do it. Hey, everybody, it's Scoots. And I know this is not an easy time for anybody. This episode was recorded a few months ago. So I just wanted to let you know that and to let you know to check our show notes for resources. Because the podcast is here to put you to sleep, but there's more resources in our show notes if you're needing more. Please use those links. You're really important to me, so please use them. Thank you so much. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show. Not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. It's a part of the show where it's upbeat, it's a little bit loud, and it enables us to bring in this show for free. So I want to thank our good friend Capital M, who supported BetterHelp and got connected with a great therapist through BetterHelp. So thank you so much, M, and congratulations on taking that amazing step. I know I benefit so much from therapy. The podcast does, too. And if you want to be in the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, share about the sponsor on social media and tag me in a post, and I'll try to thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need, and there's resources in our show notes. You just check the show notes in your podcast app if you're having a tough time right now. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is something Scoots supports, and right now one of the things I support is KDFC, my listener-supported classical radio here in the Bay Area, also in Los Angeles, I believe, because I listen to it almost on a daily basis. It's part of my morning work routine. So check out KDFC or think about supporting one of your listener-supported radio stations if you listen on a regular basis. They probably need your help. So that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. hour, but before we slow it down, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Posty poster song. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure to sign up for our newsletter. Oh boy, the one newsletter you might not have to worry about being in your inbox, but one day it may be. And if it is, it'll be cool. It's sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletter. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed and turn out the lights and press play. We're going to do the rest. What we're going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, so things on your mind, things you're thinking about or that are coming up. Usually I don't even think about them. That's the worst part about bedtime thoughts. So thoughts that are popping up, and maybe we'll come up, pop up thoughts. And I don't know if we've ever talked about that. Hopefully I'll remember that. So thoughts, feelings, could be physical sensations or emotions coming up for you, getting in the way of sleep. Changes in routine or time or temperature or other stuff. Whatever it is, I'm here to take your mind off of it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside that stuff. I got this safe place here all set up. I can send it straight to you. Or you could drift your way over, or, you know, it doesn't have, because I don't like to say, use, even though WORM, is that how you spell it? Like, there's the WR, the holes, they talk about those in space. A Wrinkle in Time, that's much more bedtime conducive. I mean, holy cow, what a brilliant thing, because you say, well, you're like, you say, what in the name of Madeline, like, that's another one that causes me to stutter, can't even get that one, what in the name, because maybe she said wormhole, no, A Wrinkle in Time, that's what, like, kids don't need to hear about wormholes. Maybe that was a meeting she had, like, maybe her editor was like, you know, why don't you just call it a wormhole based, she said, what, give me another editor. And then the next editor said, did you know that you're being co-opted during a person going off topic when he's supposed to be introducing a sleep podcast? And she said, yeah, he probably stumbled onto a wrinkle in his, like a meander. So what was my point? I just fell into A Wrinkle in Time. What I really meant to say, because I was thinking, I was going to say, like, almost like a wormhole, I could just send the podcast there to you directly. But then I said, wormhole is not very, it's not sleepy. And in some sense, it is kind of sleepy. But then I said, what else would you call it? And then that popped. I said, wait, is that what A Wrinkle in Time kind of is? Kind of isn't? I don't know. And he said, but that's much more, I mean, that's very, very beautiful set of words. No offense, wormhole. And some, you know, you have your positive sides, like brevity is one of them. I think I was trying to say poetic, or like beautiful. I guess that's better. It beautiful and poetic. Okay, we could agree on that. So I'm going to send my voice. So I'm going to create a safe place and send it to you. And the way I'm going to do it is not by either one of those, though in some sense it is. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night here. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Holy cow. I mean, just witnessed a few of them. Mumbling, stumbling, getting mixed up, extra words, all those things, all to keep you company as you drift off. So if you're new, before I get to those pop-up thoughts, so let's talk about a couple of things, because this podcast is very different. And I've been getting a lot of feedback right recently from listeners that have so let me set this up, because if you're doubtful or you're saying, I'm not sure about this podcast, I would say now with the feedback I've gotten recently, really give it a few tries. I mean, I say that every time, but really do. You owe it to yourself. You don't have to. Like, some people know they don't like this show for sure, but this podcast does not work for everybody. That's the one thing. A lot of people say, oh, this works, you know, this puts 90% of people to sleep to listen to it, not this show. Yeah, but hopefully the people it works for, it works for. So that's one thing you need to know. But I was going to say about the feedback, I was going to try to stay on topic, but recently I've heard from over 10 people in the last few weeks that in different ways, like roommates, romantic partners, and just individual listeners that said, oh, well, someone in my life was listening to the podcast. I strongly disliked it. And then I gave it a shot and now I'm a listener. Or, you know, yeah, that's the partners and roommates one. And then a large group of other people said, you know what, I started listening to you and it was definitely not for me. And I found not only did I dislike the show, I disliked most things about it. But then some people gave it a try the next night and then said, oh, wait a second, maybe, well, you know, because when you're tired, there's nothing wrong with being cranky. I mean, I don't like, so sometimes you're cranky, but it's not just being cranky. Some people I just don't work for. I also don't want to put that in your mind. But if you're feeling, if I make you a little bit cranky at first or second time, that's a normal, very common reaction. And a lot of people have been saying that lately. They said, geez, I was cranky, or I just didn't like it. And then some people came back the next night and it worked for them, or the next night after that. But other people took a break and then came back to the show. So what I'm saying is you never know. So just give it a shot. But it doesn't work for really doing a bang-up job of selling the podcast. So it doesn't work for everybody. I think we could all agree on that. But it takes a few tries for the people it does normally. So that's one thing to know. If you're skeptical, doubtful, or a little bit pre-cranky, you say, oh boy, Scoots, I can feel my brow furrowing at your creaky dulcet tones. And you can't even call them non sequiturs. I say, yeah, they're non-sensitors. So give it a few tries. That's one thing. Structure of the show can also throw people off. And also it becomes a lot of people's favorite thing because the show starts off with business. That's how we keep it free. So that's some people's favorite thing. You say, geez, it comes out twice a week for free. That's cool. But it does require help from listeners and sponsors to do that. Then there's an intro, which is like from about minute four to six or so, to about minute 20. And that is me just going off. That's me trying to introduce the podcast and naturally going off topic. And some people can, especially newer people, might think that it's just business, or they might not like the fact that it doesn't go anywhere. It's kind of like if a handy person showed up at your house, and you say, hey, you're going to fix that stuff. And they say, yeah, you say, you're going to put me to sleep, or you're going to fix the drain. And they say, well, which one? They say, well, I don't know. Scoots was trying to make a metaphor. And then he mishmashed his metaphors. And they say, yeah, let me look at the tub first. And he said, well, I thought you were going to fix the drain under the sink. He said, "Oh boy, what a tub. Let me just work on these tub knobs for a little while." So that's a bit like the intro where I say, don't worry, this is part of my method. But really the intro, the purpose of the intro is for new listeners to get an idea of what they're getting into. But for regular listeners, like you can be the 2 or 4% of people that skip the intro, or part of the 2% of listeners that support the show and get story-only episodes. So those are ways to avoid the intro. But most listeners listen to it because it's part of their wind-down routine. And I would strongly encourage you to think about, I mentioned this a while ago, like think about starting the podcast before you get in bed, or right before you get in bed, or as you're getting in bed, or making it part of your bedtime routine. Because it's part for regular listeners, the intro becomes part of the wind-down. And it gives you a runway to get ready for sleep and to get comfortable, whether you're in bed or you're getting ready for bed. In addition to other things, like you might like brushing your hair or doodling, like I said, or just staring at the ceiling. That's one of my things. Listening outside. But ideally having something else to distract your thoughts, because those thoughts pop up. That's what I was saying earlier. So when they pop up, we'll try to get back to that idea. But, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. It's like, how come at bedtime all these thoughts are popping up that I really don't feel like I'm in control of? They're just there. They see, well, I'm opening up a pop-up shop about your childhood here. What, bedtime? Oh, boy. Yeah, that's how pop-up shops work. They just pop up. We're going to have everything about your childhood. Well, not the glamorous stuff about your childhood, because there wasn't any. Except for that one dance you went to, dressed as a whatever you called it, glamorous Glenn. You see, remember that? That was only with my imaginary friend. It was only a dance me and Bill had. So it wasn't even actually a thing. The dance with glamorous Glenn. Maybe that'll be an episode. And then, oh boy, where was I? So, oh, I really don't know where I was. Oh, those thoughts can pop up, and they say, oh, so we won't be talking about that dance. We'll be talking to you about all that other. So that's what can happen to you at bedtime. And the whole idea of the show, I guess, is to take your mind off stuff, distract you from that. So this isn't really a podcast so much you listen to, though you can. You could kind of listen to it out of focus or loosely or closely. And it's not really a podcast to put you to sleep. It's a podcast to be here as you fall asleep, to keep you company as you drift off, to give you plenty of, you know, just to take your mind off. So I'm here to walk at your side, chatting it up, chatting it up about nothing. You see, you put the chitter chatter in chit chat for sure. And I say, thank you. No one's ever said that to me. So I think that makes sense. The podcast is here to keep you company, but also take your mind off stuff as you drift off. But if you need to listen, like if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here till the very end. So I also want you to know that I'm here. Yeah, I'm your boar bud. So that's this intro of the show. Then there'll be a story. Tonight will probably be our ongoing serialized, but mostly episodically modular series, Get Bassos. And hopefully I'll remember to make an episode about Glamorous Jack or whatever. And then there'll be some thank yous at the end. There's some business between the intro and the story. That's the structure of the show. Oh, then I told you the other stuff by accident out of order. But yeah, it's a podcast you don't need to listen to, and that is more here to keep you company as you fall asleep. Now, the reason I make this show, one, I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep, and I hope I can help provide that or be a part of that for you. Because I believe the world will just be a better place with you rested in it, your world and our world that we share. And with all the other people you share it with, even if it's just a tiny bit better. So that's one thing. I also believe, on top of that, like that bedtime, I've been there, dreading bedtime. And, you know, with all the stuff that goes with it. And I don't want that for you. I'd like to make it at least a neutral experience where you say, well, you know, I got a bunch of this, but I got those pop-up thoughts coming later. But at least I have Scoots to distract me. And Scoots is not bad. You know, he's known as the not bad boy. He was never a bad boy, but he was never, you know, he's not bad. That's what they say. Oh boy, 9 out of 10 humans agree. Scoots and sleep with me? Not 9 out of 10 would sleep with me. So I think it is 4.5 stars. So what's that? 9 out of 10. That is 9 out of 10. Because 4.5 plus 4.5 is 9. So 9 out of 10 people do say, well, that's just not bad. So you deserve a good night's sleep. That's why I make the show. Also because I've been there, not just dreading bedtime, but stuck with those pop-up thoughts or pop-up feelings. And you see, I thought the purpose of a pop-up shop was to be cool. Like, that, those were cool things that, you know, that, like, at least to me, anybody, if you ever want some cachet with me, say, oh boy, we're running a pop-up shop. I'll be like, well, that's great. Are you going to come to the opening? No, probably. That'd probably be like, I'm probably not the kind of person you like goes to a pop-up shop opening. I'd be there looking in the window, like after you've been, after the cool part wears down, like where it's right before you depop it or box it back up is when I'll show up, because yeah, I'm not at that level. I don't have the clothes for a pop-up shop opening or any of that other stuff. I wouldn't even know how to behave, to be honest. Oh, just be myself? Okay. Well, the good thing this is an imaginary pop-up shop opening. And what's a pop-up shop? Because these episodes get listened to all over the place and all over time. My understanding of it is it's something very, very cool or hip people do. And I think it's like when a store just doesn't have a business in it, they say, you know, I've never heard of anybody doing water. Well, they say, well, I do oil-based painting on sneakers, customized sneakers with oil-based paints or acrylics or whatever you would put, you know. I put works of art on sneakers, and I've been building up a collection, and so that's what I'm going to sell at my pop-up shop, along with my friend that makes sustainable dumplings. Each dumpling has a story. And so, yeah, it's called, we don't know exactly what we're going to call it, one of our other friends is going to come up with a name with it. I don't know, usually they'll have just one focus, but, you know, I can't focus on one thing. So that would be my, and then you say, yeah, just open from whatever, October 15th to November 18th, we'll be there, come on by. And usually there's like the kind of music you wonder where you even find that, discover that music. You see, this music's awesome. You see, where are all these people when I'm living my life, other than at pop-up shops and in movies and stock photos? You see, where do these people exist? You say, wow. At least that's the pop-up. Those are imaginary pop-up shops I've been to. But they say, no, they're more like, they say, well, that's cool. So, but for me, it's pop-up thoughts. They say, well, I'm going to open up a pop-up shop about, you know, those, we're just going to do one about the ways you're not measuring up. They say, that doesn't sound, is there going to be a DJ there? Oh, yeah, there'll be, well, DJ repetitively, you know, repeating your deficiencies. You say, like, to a beat, like how many beats per minute is that going to be? I don't know. We'll think about that. We'll have to study, like, what'll be the most effective at getting you, getting going. You say, okay. So I don't know if anybody has pop-up thoughts or pop-up emotions or pop-up physical sensations at bedtime or outside. Whatever it is, I'm here to help. So give the show a few tries. So, like, I really want to help you. But I also realize this podcast is very different and very strange. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. So I'm here to help. Give it a few tries, see how it goes. I really work hard. I yearn and I strive. I appreciate you checking this podcast out. And I'd like to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. Oh, then I say, and I'd like to help you fall asleep. Here's a couple of ways we're able to keep this podcast free for everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I was going to say, I'll do it anyway, just because, I cut out the just part where I messed up, but I was going to do, I forgot what I was about to record. So I was going to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, it's time for our ongoing episode. It brings me so much joy trying to, send that safe place across to all of you and let you feel seen here in the deep, dark night. But with that said, it's time to see some things in the theater of the mind. It's time for our ongoing episodically modular. I just wonder why I call it ongoing. I mean, it is ongoing, but why I chose that word whenever I chose it. But it's an episodically modular series with a touch of seriality, but you'll know everything you need to know about the seriality in the next few minutes. The series is called Gip Essos. It's a tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cash Penny. Once titans of retail industry, I guess you'd say that. Then, post-Earth beings, they're in a place I call purgatory, or what's the other word for it? I forgot what it's called, but a neutral but highly very bland place for post-Earth living. Where they were existing, and they said, what's going on Earth? And they found out about this. Now, this is all fictional, by the way. One day, in another existence, you'll get the truth. You'll say, well, Scoots, this is the nonfiction narrative version, but that'll be coming to you probably via brainwaves or something, or telepathy. But for now, all they could do is tell you a bedtime story. And this bedtime story, so they were in purgatory, and they're best friends. Oh, at some point, they became best friends. But they were bored. Richard Warren Sears is reading the old newspapers, and he found out about this guy, fictional person, Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com. And he realized that this Jeff, you know, kind of invalidated in Richard Warren Sears' mind their retail empires. And then they escaped purgatory, returned to Earth in an attempt to get Jeff, get Bezos, and teach him, you know, say, hey, why do you have to, I strongly feel, you know, they're just going to use iMessages. You know, that's all, like, I feel sad that you, my retail, that your retail practices, you know, I can't speak for the characters, and that's it. That didn't end up happening, though. You know, they headed to Earth with pure intentions to purely give an I statement to Jeff. And then they had a series of adventures over two seasons of podcasting where, you know, they discovered friendships and about friendship, love, empathy, and compassion. And while discovering the importance of those things, they de-existed the lower place, the not good place, just in this fictional belief system. They de-existed the good place, also most of what we would call Earth. And then over, you know, time and time change is different by, like in this, then Earth reformed. There was a utopian community called Bezos, founded by one of Jeff's offspring. And then they actually, they while they were de-existing everything, they kind of, well, they were there. They were at the utopia. Next thing they knew, because, you know, there's higher powers at work, they found themselves back in purgatory with Jeff. Then they realized, oh, Earth has, here's good news. Earth's got a backup, redundant Earth. You know, nowadays, this is common stuff in movies and television, the old redundant Earth. It's almost its own redundancy. You see, I've heard the story a thousand times, and this one was called Hurt, but heretofore we'll call it Earth for simplicity's sake, because it's very similar. And James Cashpenny was resting, but Jeff and R.W. discovered that there was someone on Hurth named Z-Biff, who founded a nearly monopolistic social media and shopping platform. So imagine that, if you combined all that into one thing. You say, well, where do you get that, Z-Biff? Where do you talk to Nana, Z-Biff? Where do you post your favorite cat gifts, Z-Biff? Where do you talk about, you know, when someone leaves crumbs on, oh, Z-Biff. So the dominant social media and shopping platform. And then, you see, I told you I'd catch up on everything here. Jeff started keeping track of all the communities on Earth that were impacted in a non-positive way by the Z-Biff social media and shopping platform. And Jeff snuck out of purgatory to go, like, give a strong I statement. Well, first, I think Jeff had a list. He said, well, I'm going to help these communities come to grips with the influence of a social media and shopping platform. But maybe with the end goal of giving a strong I statement to Z-Biff, the ubiquitous founder of Z-Biff. Then R.W. found out about it, said it to James, hey, we got to go get Bezos because he's going to go try to get Z-Biff. And our job as friends of Jeff Bezos is to go get him. You know, because, you know, as we learned through two seasons, going to just simply do an I statement to a tight-knit industry, it just doesn't, it's not so simple. It's not as simple as it seems. Even in our time, you say, well, I'd like to go give that titan of industry just a simple I statement. Believe me, I've called. They say, first of all, you say, which one? Because you say, hey, why are you calling? Well, agent, I need to talk to an agent. Well, what would you like to say to the agent? and they say agent, and they say, you press zero. Oh, that is not an option. What would you like to talk to the agent about? Have you checked our website? You say, no, I'd like to give a strong worded I statement to the to your founder. Never straightforward, whether it's fiction or non-fiction. That part, fiction or non-fiction. Titans, you can't give, like, I statements in Titans. It's been going on, you know, since the Titans. I believe that's how the initial clash started, was somebody said, well, which of these Titans thinks they're the biggest and the toughest? Is it Zeus, or was this before Zeus? Because I'd like to give them a strongly worded I statement. And you say, well, Scoots, actually, I statements are not... Okay, an assertively, passive-aggressively influenced I statement. And you say, well, there's where your trouble lies. And I say, well, I'm an... What can I do? All my state... You know, I put the I statement in H-U-M-N, human. Oh, there's an empty pause there, even for my brain. But talk about putting the who in human is our Hollywood announcer, Mr. Antonio Banderas. Yes, is a ladies, is a gentleman, is a boys, is a girls, a friends beyond the binary. It's time for another episode of Get Besos. Yeah. Oof, oh boy, did that put, did you, you put the hi-ya in human. That's Mr. Antonio Banderas, who's going to lie silently on my stage bed. On my stage bed, which is also my spare bed, and listen to me record the podcast. And this is another episode of Get Besos. Okay, Richie, so why don't we just do the story thing again? Because I know you found out about everything. Because I have some, you have an update on what we're supposed to be doing, but I have an update on the world at large. Oh, boy. Okay, why don't you go first, St. James? Because mine is pretty simple. And, well, actually, I'll go because I'm already talking, buddy. Here's the thing, so I'd watched an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, James, called Haven, at some point, and there was a planet called Haven, and what we're dealing with today is a haven, or a place that wants to be a haven. And then I thought to myself, but I didn't do it. I said, what, Haven and Heaven, what are the similarities or of the two? And then I thought, well, Haven still, you could still have a haven. I guess you don't find that funny, James. But so, Sports Haven is what we're doing right now, or a haven from sports. So, oh, once upon a time, James, there was a community, there was someone named Y-Yif. And Y-Yif did many, many things. So, oh boy, did they. But one of the things they did was they created a community where, so, okay, back up. There's something called demographics, James, that are always changing generation to generation, day to day. But one of those demographics, James, is age ranges and retirements and communities where retirees live. And because those are changing on a little bit larger scales, and because there's a big investment, sometimes those communities say, well, we have all of this space, but we don't have the equivalent in this next 30 or 40 year demographic equivalent to populations to live in this community designated for a certain demographic. Okay, Richie, I think I'm with you. And, okay, James, don't interrupt me, please. But so, because now I forgot what I was going to say. So we had the demographics, we have the communities. Oh, also, James, I'm sure you remember this because they were maybe our competitors, but there was also, back in our day, some insurance companies and things had their own communities. You remember? I do, Richie. I like Barkchester. Great example, James. Yes, that's a good example. And James, for different reasons, we don't have time to discuss. So, oh, this is just a story, though. So, in this world here, where we are, Yiffy decided to take that model for these retirement communities designated for retiree people that no longer had the population. They said, well, so these were planned communities. There was investment, but so, you know, some individually owned, some rented. Land underneath it was not. So interestingly enough, James, interesting ownership. They didn't own the land. They owned the buildings on the land. And so ZBIF slowly started to acquire a few of these communities with the vision of making them into modular communities, James. Now, to us, they say, oh, we're like our mobile communities. But this was not what ZBIF had envisioned. ZBIF envisioned communities and homes that could be modular, that the residents could add on to or make smaller, because there was like a brief time, James, when I was watching Earth while you were sleeping, or Hearth, where there was like tiny houses were a thing. And in this is actually not that bad an idea. And the community, people could say, oh, I want to live in a tiny house now. Or, oh, you know, our family's growing. Oh, our children are moving away. Or what if you said, hey, I got a guest coming over. I just need a guest room for the time being. Or what if you said, well, I have a home here. I'd like an extra half bath. ZBIF's modular homes made all that possible. Also, a lot of it, James, is like, as much as I like to criticize, a lot of it recycled, really visionary, that part of it. Affordable, also thinking, now this is data that ZBIF had gleaned, you know, that people, they say, well, I'd like to change things up a little bit here, so actual modular homes that are mobile, but they also are connected to a foundation. So you say, okay, so that part, and so this started to reinvigorate these communities. Now, these are only tests that ZBIF, but, you know, to us, you'd say, oh, like 10 people. No, these are pretty grand-scale tests ZBIF has been conducting. And the homes, James, are the plus. And, again, looking at it, saying, well, what could everybody, it's very affordable is the other thing. Which you wouldn't expect with someone like ZBIF, but they had the visionary to say, okay, well, you're going to trade off not owning the land, which was already the case for most of the people of the other generations that lived in these communities, or this particular one that we're outside of now. Also, you would kind of like, ZBIF had gotten enough, made enough, you know, but it said, well, we could do it here or in this state or this state or this community or this community. Who's going to give me the concessions I want? And so ZBIF was also able to form some interest. When you entered into it, you say, oh, this is a very affordable price. Wow, I get to, this would be the cost. You could own, you could rent, and then you could change your home and you could build that into the pricing. And again, with the social media shopping platform, James, you see, you know who you're buying everything through. So I guess from ZBIF's side, a very, maybe even more predictable source of income or revenue for them. But the rules are now like normal community rules. Now they're not super, it's not a democracy, even though it's within a democracy or whatever, representational, whatever the thingamajig is, James. And so these communities now have had people in them for a little while, and they've started to see how the rules work. In this particular community, James, what happened was the majority or plurality of the people, because you could also move, you say, well, I'd prefer to live, I became best friends with this person, don't want to live too close to them anymore. or our community. And so this community decided, a portion of this community, very large portion of it, as a matter of fact, James, and within the, like, I don't exactly know how this voting works, because it's like within algorithms. So it's not one person, one vote. But it's not also like, oh, I have $1 million, I get 1 million votes. Very opaque in some sense. But some people within this figured out some of the opaque, or how to influence that. And what they decided was they wanted a community, a haven from sports. So they said, well, we don't like people. We don't want any, very simple, no sports. And it kind of straightforward. They said, well, we would prefer if our community is a haven from sports fans, sports playing, and sports discussions. I mean, maybe in the privacy of your own home, but even then, you'd have to keep it to a bare minimum. So I guess that was kind of the ruling. It's basically a haven from sports. Okay, Richie, so the communities here, the community that we're going to visit with, they've decided no sports, like no public display of sports fandom or sports playing. So no jerseys, correct, James? That would be, your home would be relocated based on some very similar to this other stuff. You'd get a warning. But yeah, they moved all the sports fans they said, well, if you want to be a sports fan, you could go live with other sports fans or sports players. And they kind of pitched it in a way that said, well, this should have some appeal to you. But at the same time, or you could live somewhere, you know, but they said, basically they also had the votes in an opaque way, because it's not votes. It's, again, bits or something, James. Okay, but for the most part, if I'm with you, this is like a not a consensus, clearly, but either a majority or plurality of people who are actually fans of this, because otherwise there would be, correct, James, there are some people that are very not happy about it. And also people that, so sports fans, and then other people saying, well, you know, oh boy, this is not something to be trifled with. I could see it on your face, James. I agree. This is, we have a history of not behaving well in this manner. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. So we're here to help them. So we're here to help trying to figure this out, I guess. Correct. That was not a very good story, I guess, James. But so, yeah, that's my story. I guess I just kind of relayed the facts. I attempted to change some names. Anyway, what were you going to tell me? You could just tell me or tell me in a story. So basically, a lot of the stuff we tried to help GIF with, and that GIF may have been working on, because of the way the algorithms on the ZBIF platform work, and probably because of ZBIF, I don't want to point fingers. But anybody that's unhappy, which is everybody on ZBIF, obviously is human, so they have something they're not pleased about. And somehow, and I guess I do have to believe that it's like, I guess it's a combination of human nature and ZBIF or somebody else exploiting these algorithms. Jay Jiffy's kind of become the nemesis of everybody, or the blame. Anything anybody's happy about is getting led, or people are fine. Oh boy, so people learn the truth about GIF, I guess, basically. No, I mean, GIF's getting the BLAME for that. To be like, we thought we fixed the straw solution, and maybe some people were pleased with that straw solution, but they might have found, like, well, there's one flaw. Like, anything that's not perfect is now GIF's fault. I mean, well, there's a lot of things that probably, now these are not, are these the things we worked on and Jif worked on, or mostly the things Jif worked on? I think it's pretty much every, like, in the last, like, since we last had our last meeting, Jif, the world is looking, the whole world's looking for, is searching for J. Jiffy. James, so this is like, this just sounds like it's more important than my Sports Haven thing. It is, but it is also, when I was looking over the list, I said, well, I guess it came back to like, what would we do? And to me, I was going to tell you, even if I told you this first, I'd say, well, let's go with the two most likely places Jif might be. And it was this community and the thank you note thing, because that was what I wanted to do next. You wanted to do this next. So I don't know. I guess I'm still trying to figure out how we could help Jif anyway. If the we still have to find Jif. Now the whole world and ZBiff are probably looking for J. Jiffy. Well, yeah, it's another fine pickle Jif's gotten Jif's self into, James. So we should find Jif, and then maybe have to, James, I don't know about that thank you note thing though. Yeah. But so what's going on? Did you set up a meeting with the leaders of this community? James, I set up I'm just leaning in. So I just need to count on you. I have everything set up. I said, we're from a giant production company, you know, for the sports-free zones and all those things. Yeah, but yeah, so all sports fans, I mean, this sounded like a great place to live, except if this is the start, James, I know maybe you don't realize it, but we do have to stop this where it is, or I don't know what to do. This is, I have everything set up, but I guess I'm saying I need your help, or I need you, you know, I need to help you by letting you help. Okay. Wow, this is... Oh, so they have... What is that over there? Oh, so James, that's a big board. So they were playing, like... And I had some tech people that I was in touch with. So that was how they were planning the entire community. And also they were letting the sports people use it, because they said, so you can see on the right side there... Those are the sports, like they said, well, here, you can't live in our community, but you could live in one. Oh, do you like this sport or that sport or those things? Oh, wow. So you're already a few steps ahead of things. Yeah, but I guess they need to know what our angle is going in. They're expecting us. They know we're a big deal. Like they're about to make it. So they've been doing these tests, James. So they've been trying to move to the Sports Haven model, and they've been doing the tests within the community, because again, this is very, there is some automation that makes these homes move, that make it easy for the homes. The homes don't just go get up and walk. But it's not also that hard for the homes to move either. Okay. Well, that would be interesting if it was that would be wild. I think that was that a Miyazaki movie? James, I don't know what you're talking about. I guess you missed out on that then. This is a very dynamic, so I know how I would deal with it, James, but you know, in the spirit of collaboration, what do you think we should do first? Okay, well, Richie, I think we should, maybe we do it as, I think we got to stay with what's working, like the, you know, Kondo Milan method. So we say, let's call this show Let's Lean In. Okay, so reality show called Let's Lean In. And instead of just saying yes to the Sports Haven and the sports fans, Like, what if we, like, as a test, we'll tell them, that, oh, this is just a grand experiment that that they and their brilliance, especially the people in control, how smart and brilliant they are. If we can, and I think, Richie, this is probably your thing, if we can get them to give us some of their power to run this test based on their brilliance, we could diffuse the stress, it'll almost be like, we could pitch it as a smokescreen, I guess, to say, oh, once this test is over, then you have your sports haven and your non-sport, you know, sports-free sports haven. I don't know, with the sports haven, a haven from sports and a sports haven, I guess those would be the communities. Then they could do that, and they could still stay a dynamic community. Okay, James, I actually put your mic on already after that one part. Oh, yeah, hi, everybody. I guess I didn't realize you had a PA system here, but yeah, I'm James. How about Jay Jiffy? Anybody not a fan of Jay Jiffy? Not me, James. I mean, I'm not a fan of Jay Jiffy, too. That's what I meant, everybody. So, yeah, we're here from the famous future television program you're all going to hear about. We heard, you know, we sent our producers ahead of time, and we learned about the brilliant work you're all doing here. What a dynamic and modular community you have. What a joy. I mean, this seems like a dream to live in a place where you could change your home. You could add on, you could reduce, but it remains your house, and your house is a home, and your home's a house. And really, the leadership here, wowee, and so part of our show is taking what already worked and saying yes. Just Lean In is the name of the program, and I'm glad. So all of you are the leaders of this Haven movement. Wow. And you've really understood how to influence. You have influence. Your influence. Your thinking. Your leaders of thinking, I guess. Wow, really? Like brain leaders. That's amazing. And so you've influenced this community to try this out. So now we're here for Let's Lean In, to really lean in. And now, just as a test. If you turn the PA off, I'll just speak to all. Yeah, hi, I'm James. I'm the producer of the show. And Richie's going to just work the audience here while I talk to you. So what we're thinking is, we really want your Haven idea to succeed. We think this will make a great TV show, though, too. If we lean in, we're going to take what you did and expand it to everything, basically, but just as a test. And, you know, we would kind of, today we'll just set up the test, we'll get the initial reactions, and then what we'd do is shoot a couple weeks of film and interviews, you know, with these new communities. Yeah, just like barber swap, exactly like barber swap, or hair, you know, whatever, it is, but barber salon swap, yeah, like when the people go to the salon and the people go to the barber. Exact same show. Wow, you really know your reality TV. Yeah, I've been watching. I was a big fan of Barber Swap. I like how they call it Barber Swap, and the salon is silent, because Barber Swap sounds better than Barber Salon Swap. You're right. I forgot they changed it to Barber Swap Salon. That was really fun. But what a great show. Like when that kid that had the podcast with the very, he had that very fine, straight, thin hair, and he got that perm. Yeah, that was like something. I've never seen anything. So anyway, I want to just compliment you on your vision. That's really why we're here. But I did want to, you know, admit that you're probably naturally feeling what's in it for all of you, right? Other than fame. You know, other than, you know, being remembered like someone that was on Barber Swap Salon, is the idea that this will create, this will be a spectacle. And the nice thing about spectacles is it kind of, you know, like people see something bright, then their eyes have to adjust, and then they have to adjust again. And then everything kind of looks normal. Do you know what I mean? No, no. Okay, so like right now their eyes are adjusting to this Sports Haven idea, which you kind of all thought out and figured out, and everyone's vision's still out of focus, right? And before it focuses in on the details, this spectacle will cause their eyes to unfocus once again. Then they'll try to focus on the show and all the leaning in we're doing. And then when their eyes finally return to focus, they'll say, oh, this was the normal thing, the Sports Haven. So that's what's in it for you. He said everybody will be adjusted, and they'll say, oh, yeah, we loved that Sports Haven idea. And also the benefit of Jay Jiffy, you know, we can also use that, again, is like one more underlying thing. Right, you're all nodding your heads to say, well, Jay Jiffy is the one that wants. So, yeah, we're in great, great shape. So I'm going to turn my mic. Okay, hey, everybody, whole sounds here, okay. And I could see you kind of there's some of you that like one thing and like one other thing, and we have the big board here. And I kind of noticed that, we're using these kind of Venn diagrams to design things. And you were looking for a Venn diagram with no sports circles on this side. And then all of you with the sports circles. So we're going to blank the big board here. And we're going to bring it up here. Yeah, so we're bringing up the map here. And it looks like it's going to get really blurry. Even though this has like billions of colors, you could kind of see, wow, RW, you're telling them how to run that big board. Yeah, James. Thanks. Oh, thanks for throwing it to me, James. Yeah, I'm Richard Warren Sears, RW, you could call me here for Let's Lean In. And it's very exciting down here because this map seems very busy to all of you. But this is all of your interests, right? It's kind of like I can see, look at, there's I could filter it for people that just like yarn. And so now we're popping up and you're kind of looking around. Who loves yarn here? Now watch this. I'm going to add a couple. Now there's people that like yarn because their cats play with yarn. There's people like yarn because they use it. There's people that like yarn there because they think it reminds them of something nice. So these are all. Now, are you getting the idea? Now, wouldn't it be nice if you were all in an area together, like a little yarn subsection? But then we readjust again. Whoa, boy. Well, let's see these yarn cat fans. Oh, boy. So then we start to look at. We'll turn off the filters for people that like the feel of yarn or the memories of yarn or using yarn. And then we go into this. This is a cat filter. I would have a cat GIF or a GIF if I was, but you know, I'm just trying to maybe. So yeah, and we could kind of see, oh boy, here's, yeah, there's the tabby fans all spread out. And, oh, there's a couple of, oh, and here's an interesting one. There's a couple pockets of feelings about Siamese cats. So let's just have the tabby fans move to one side here as an experiment. Oh, yeah, see, some of you didn't even know you were shared a love of tabbies. And now let's switch on for the tabby fans. Siamese fans and not fans, we'll get back to you. But yeah, and then we see, oh, look, there's some of you that are vegan eaters there and fans of vegan cooking. And then there's some of you that are vegan eaters and not fans of cooking. Look at these possible overlays we could do. And this is really exciting stuff. And now, again, if I zoom out, it just looks like a lot of circles. And, you know, the circles are changing. And but we could really start to lean into this here and really start to establish a truly dynamic community based on all of your interests and preferences. And, you know, this community, once upon a time, or this area, and these subdivisions, as they used to call them, though now we're really coming up with, you know, because of the vision of ZBIF, I guess, but you look at the traditional demographics, and they have different words for these kind of interests and in graphics, but the demographics, they don't really line up. Look, we'll go back to the Siamese cat fans of just simply observing Siamese cats, but don't own them. Richie, how do you know how to do all this? James, I'm just going by my gut here. But if you look at this, look at the age ranges, the cultural influences, the windows of experience, even primary language spoken. It's a very, very, these look at how much you both share and have in common, but enhancing differences, you know, the these kind of diversities within an interest area also are other areas of interest with other shared groups. But it's exciting, especially when you're thinking about having a dynamic community. I mean, wouldn't you want someone in their 20s that speaks Spanish primarily, but also speaks Russian? When you and you like, if you say, "Well, I need someone to help with my Nana, who speaks English and Russian, but needs a little hand," also has a Siamese cat that this person could help them and then observe their cats. Isn't that a wonderful opportunity? And I want to give you, we're going to turn off our mics here for a second because James is coming over, but that's what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks here in your community. As everybody, you kind of already have opted in for this as a part of the Sports Haven and Haven. So you really are pioneers, thoughteneers. And, you know, James and I have learned over the years that those kind of people are not to be trifled with. And we'll be doing interviews. I don't know how many people are a fan of a barber swap salon, but you know, or other shows like that, from you know, that you may have never heard of. But we're going to be doing those kind of things, and you'll all get interviewed. You'll all be very famous, positively famous. You'll see people helping nanas, carrying groceries, watching cats, petting dogs, holding yarn, and those are just, we're just scratching so think about, and look at all these Tabby fans interacting so nicely. And yes, there's, don't worry, sir, ma'am, there's places for Tabby fans that furrow their brows or frown and cross their arms, and we'll be making allotments for all of that. And this, again, will just be a test. Now, if for some reason you want to opt in, you know, beyond the test, that'll be a thing, but no one has, it's just an experiment that you've already entered into agreement on. The benefit of this experiment is that you'll be getting, you know, you'll be on TV, and, you know, optional appearance, of course, shy Tabby fans, don't worry. Why don't you applaud your leaders, talk about, looking at this big board, all of you kind of seem very displeased with Jay Jiffy. So why don't you all talk about that? You all seem to share that. That's what this one giant circle is there. And, okay, James, mics are off. Wow, that was really good, Richie. You really took over that. So is that big circle? That's all the people? Is that everybody in this community? That one, this is beautiful. It's almost like the Zen of a Venn diagram. James, we got to stay focused here. But yeah, so that is the majority, if not everybody in the community, is displeased with Jay Jiffy. But the circle seems to be like almost breathing, right, James? That's the intensity of people's thoughts about Jay Jiffy. But I notice when it's breathing in, there's another, what's that? Can you click on that other circle? Oh, yeah, this is like a underlying uncertainty about the ZBiff social media and shopping platform. But why does it say pea green? Oh, because someone because you couldn't say that on a ZBiff. This is all ZBiff equipment and ZBiff enabled data. So it's just called feelings about pea green. But it really means underlying distrust of the ZBiff social media shopping platform. So it's like residual feelings about that. And yeah, that one's kind of breathing too. Yeah, James, people's awareness of things go up and down. Wait a second. Are you saying this whole thing is dynamic? Like this is they're actually tracking how people, how is that possible? Oh, James, come on. Yeah, this is how people are feeling about things. People's aligned with people's interests about things. Yeah, but how are they able to do that? Well, it's not they. It's ZBiff, James. It's, come on, James. The devices, everything's, it's a data device, James. And then it's just as simple, the algorithms, once they have enough data, they could hear the tone in your voice, how you're feeling. Can't read your thoughts, James. It can just make conclusions about how you're thinking or feeling based on, billions and billions and billions and trillions of whatever, James. Pretty accurate. Okay. Wait a second. Could you narrow it down? Can you get rid of anything, or you could filter for anything? Okay, James, yeah, I could filter for anything. Okay, see if you could filter for anybody not having negative feelings about Jay Jiffy. Okay, no, that's the only filter. Yeah. Okay, James, it's just two. Oh, let me look. So it's just me and you? Possibly. Except that other dot's not, that's not anywhere near me. Are you sure it's not you that's having feelings about Jay Jiffy? Could you run, run feelings about, so look at Richie, I'm not kidding. So I'm here. Then there's another circle within this community that doesn't have negative thoughts about Jay Jiffy. Well, James, you can't acquire for anyone's taste. No, but I got to think that person is Jiff. Oh boy, James. So you're saying James, I just put that on the big board and I typed in GIF. Okay, so everybody is looking and pointing. Why were we doing it on the big board? Well, that's the monitor I was using, James. You should have told me if you were going to do something. Okay, go back to the feelings about JGIF. James, they're feeling very strongly about JGIF. Okay, we'll keep those filters up. So nobody knows where Jay Jiffy is. Jiff's somewhere in this community, but now is there a way to look at it without using the big board? James, what I look like? I just figured out how to use this, which is very intuitive, but I wouldn't know how to shut off one screen and only use the other one. Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense too. What are we going to do? Because everybody's going to start looking for, they figured out that that's Jay Jiff because you put Jay Jiffy in an arrow towards that one. People are starting to leave and, okay, James, I sent, okay. What do you mean? What did you just do? Well, maybe you should have a seat, James. Richie, just tell me. Well, you know, the reason I kind of got to know this was one time while you were sleeping, I did get in contact with, I didn't get into contact with ZBiff, but ZBiff's team, they said, hey, we're the head of ZBiff's team. We'd love to. They reached out to us. I didn't tell you this because I thought I'd be better if I dealt with them. Okay. And so then when I decided to come here, I said, fill me in on this community. And they said, sure. And they actually told me about, they said, we're really looking for J. Jiffy. And we know that we've heard you two talking, but it's just, so they were aware we were looking for J. Jiffy. And what were they looking for J. Jiffy for? Well, James, to strongly talk to J. Jiffy, because they have their own, especially here, you know, they have, their community trust team. Yeah, CTT, they call it. They said, oh, that's our CTT team. They'll, so they make sure everybody in the community, so, okay, Richie, what are you saying? Well, I told the community trust team where J. Jiffy was right before, right as I put it up on the big board. I right-clicked. Did you know how to right-click, James? Where did you learn how to right-click? James, do you know how long we're in purgatory? Jiff actually taught me. Oh, boy, irony, James. Jiff's the one who taught me how to right-click when we're in purgatory and you were sleeping. So basically, you turned Jiff over to ZBiff. Yes, James, but better off than the Haven or Sports Haven people. Everyone's gone, by the way, if you'd look around. They went in search of Jiff. Now Jiff is with the community trust team. That couldn't be a better spot to. And they're going to reach out. I don't have a way to get them, but they'll get a, you know, ZBiff's team will get a hold of me, James. Okay, so you turned, I guess this is, okay, I'm trying not to, actually, I guess you did the best choice you could have possibly done. Well, yeah, I guess I could have sent a message to Jiff, because I did figure out how to get a hold of the device Jiff had. That's how I was tracking Jiff. Once we had him on the circle, you could ping down to the device. So I could have let Jiff know, but better off is ZBiff. Then we meet ZBiff and Jiff all together, James. You mean ZBiff's trust team or whatever? Well, no, James, there's a community trust team, and then there's ZBiff's team. But yeah, let's just take a nap. I mean, let's go and look at this. There's a tiny home, James. We'll get some rest, and then we'll deal with this, because we got to wait for them to get a hold of me anyway. Yeah, they're all going to be running around, and then they're going to wonder when they're, but there's guest housing right over here, James, so let's lie down and go over there and get some sleep, okay? Richie, you're right, though. We'll be much better dealing with this after we get some rest. You're right, okay. Let's get some sleep. Okay, buddy, good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the Apple Podcast on Apple Podcasts recently. Tetris44 Canada says it's looking for an off switch. There actually is two built into Apple Podcasts, one right in the app. And then you can also set one using your timer, because they said, yeah, they had it going all night. So just use your sleep timer. You could always Google Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast have you use sleep timer. And that'll turn it off automatically. A lot of people set it for 45 and 60 minutes are most popular, but some people listen all night. And you could also shut off after 30, too. Half Mason Man says, how it helped me. The podcast is so great. It helps me sleep over time. My mom and dad also use it. They don't know, like, but the young person sounds like they say, geez, I don't even know how it makes me fall asleep. Nally with a K13 says, great, I use it every night, helps me fall asleep, some nights more than others. They skip the TV shows, But they like the holiday shows. They also, but they do like the TV TNG shows because they never seen the show. That's kind of popular thing of like if you haven't seen the show, the TV episodes actually work better. Harker 88 says incredibly helpful, measurable comfort helps me fall asleep for months. Full fledged part of my routine, which helped me establish. Look forward to the weird, kind hearted nothings each night. As many say, takes some getting used to. I came back to it after a few months. Since then, listening every night, just letting it play. And most importantly, the nights I don't sleep, it's comforting. Thank you, Scoots. One day I'll be supporting you on Patreon. Thank you. Sounder 1111 says, helpful. I deal with bipolar, struggle to sleep. Been listening for a few years, find it helpful. I'm living in China, but I've been all over the world with Scoots. Cancels out some of the noise pollution, living in a high-density metro area. They also delivered a HelloFresh box. They loved the Knott's Berry Farm episode because they had gone there as a kid. They didn't make it to Disneyland, but they made it to Knott's. Same for me first time, but I wasn't 8. I was like 22. Proud to have a boyfriend. That's from Comic Book Kid 82 from the UK. Been listening for 4 more years. I listen in the day, when alone for comfort, at night to sleep. Like you said, it's kind of a Marmite show. You either love it or strongly dislike it. It's sad to see some of the negative comments on here, but it works for me. Thanks, Scoots. I wish I could give you a big hug for all your help. Always Tired says, can't get it, say enough good things. Loved and listened to this other podcast for years, but this is my first review. That's how good it is. B3XS, Heart Star, thumbs up from Canada, says, asleep within 3 minutes. This liquid gold is a long-term insomniac. You can't even make it through the promotions. Game changer. Liz the dog walker says, best thing to quiet an anxious mind. First time I listened, I said, geez, get to the point. But then I fell asleep, so I listened again, and I've never made it to the story. I fall asleep in about 5 minutes. My mind races. I find it hard to sleep, but I listen to Scoots rambling and I'm out. I can leave it on all night or restart it from the beginning. Intros are my favorite part. Thank you for this podcast. Well, thanks you. Thank you, everybody who wrote a review. You can find the show wherever podcast. Oh, well, you're listening to it, but you could review the show, I guess, in Apple Podcasts, Podchaser. You could comment on Castbox, CastFM. And Stitcher, I think. So, yeah, let me know. But I appreciate everybody comments on the show, supports the show financially or by spreading the word. That's how we're able to be here on a regular basis for you. And here's one podcast I want to let you know about. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Lux. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with. The Helix Dusk, I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. Because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping in it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15 year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.